Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is Prophecies Say, Before August 2025, This is Going to Happen. Now, I need to explain to you that there's one kind of a prophecy that says absolutely positively this is going to come, and you can't change it, such as the Russians attacking America when it's written in 6 chapters in the Bible. Pray, and please do pray, that that will be softened and delayed, but we're probably not going to be able to pray that away. Other things, I think it is intended specifically for us to at least pray a softening or delay. Let me give you an example. I don't know, 6 weeks ago, maybe, in my prayer closet, I'm like you. I reached the point to where I'm so tired of the filth, the lies, the cheating in our nation. And so in my prayer closet, I finally said, Lord, I agree with you. I probably it is time for you to bring judgment. And immediately I got the big yawn. No, absolutely not. Do not pray for my judgment. It's coming. What you need to pray is that it doesn't come. I mean, and it was so, I don't know, maybe loud is not the right word, but it was so, it surprised me. So ever since then, I do not pray anything bad coming on our nation. And so with that encouragement, I'll move forward. But understand, we should not pray for anything bad on our nation. Okay, now I have to start with a disclaimer. And that is, none of what I'm about to say actually comes from me. God has not spoken to me about any event coming in 2024 or 2025. I'm just the delivery boy. I'm just interpreting and compiling the collections, words, dreams, and visions of others. And I am not threatening, nor predicting, nor desiring any trouble to come upon this nation or anyone in this nation. I'm a soul winner. I want to see people saved. I want to see the best come, okay? Now, here is what I'm about to be talking to you about. These are the points. Now, I'm about to make some points that are about to raise your eyebrow. And again, doesn't come from me. And that you've got to stay to the end to see this. I can't explain it on the main platforms or this one that they'll take me off. So here's what happened. Last night I was on the John B. Wells radio program, and I talked through all of this suitcase nuke stuff for an hour, and you know, pretty much uninterrupted, and so I could just talk through it. So it was an hour-long presentation, and for the first time, going completely through it, I saw something. I saw something in all of these suitcase nuke prophecies that I'd never seen before, and that's what I'm going to bring to you, and that's what's shocking. It's about to drop your mouth open. You're about to say, I see it. I think you'll see the same thing, but I tell you right now, it's going to be about the last 10, 20 minutes for me to get to it. But I've got to wade through, for those of you that watch us every day, for the first 40 minutes, you will have heard this. But even though you've heard it, I think it's important for you to stay with me through it, because there's some words, there's some phrases, there's some things that tie together pictures. And if you want to see what I saw for the first time last night, you gotta stay with me. So just try to devote an hour to this. If you want to know what's about to happen before July 25, from a lot of different voices, painting a pretty clear picture, then you'll stay with me. Now, sometimes a subtle word can give an amazing understanding, as happened to me last night. Here's a summary of what I'm about to tell you. There's going to be, again, I'm not saying it, the prophecies say it, and I do not wish bad on anybody, but there's going to be 2 assassinations, again, before August 25, and you'll understand why I say that if you stick with me. Also, before the election, there's going to be a, quote, serious event that's going to cause absolute chaos and affect the elections. Kamala Harris calls Elizabeth Warren to help her. November, December 24, and January 25, the suitcase nukes will go off. Again, I'm not saying it. Okay. There won't be any Christmas. The headline will read, Victory Donald John Trump sweeps the nation. Trump assumes control of the nation. Suitcase nukes go off. He is not the president. Some of the prophecies say, others say he is. So we'll see there. But he'll probably come back as commander-in-chief or king. There'll be massive arrests, and then suitcase nukes go off. There's going to be a new currency also associated with suitcase nukes going off. Now, I've never seen that. I've never said that before. And all I can say is, it's going to be well worth your time to stick with me. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I can't put about the last 20 minutes. I can't put that on the normal platforms because I know they'll take me off. So what I've got to do is put that over on watchprophecyclub.com. It's free, okay? Go to prophecyclub.com. You can download our app. You can see it. Or you can go to watchprophecyclub.com. And I've also asked them to put it on Rumble. But we can't put it on YouTube. We can't put the last 20 minutes on Facebook, okay? So they just won't have it, okay? And I don't think they want this kind of information out because I think God does want it out. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, for you to understand one of the prophecies, you got to understand, I had actually look up the definition of the word assassination because I thought it meant killing somebody having to do with political reasons. But number three says an attack intended to just ruin someone's reputation. So meaning, yes, you could call Trump's assassination an attempt, but legally, you could call it an assassination. In other words, it is not required that the person dies, just required that they are attacked, either personally or the reputation. Okay? Now, with that, keep that in mind. Now, I also need to remind you that I'm not talking about this from one or two people talking about it. I've got 35 different prophecies, 35 that say suitcase nukes are coming to America. And for that, yes, I send you to empshield.com. You want to get one of these little devices right here, one on your car, one on your house, and hopefully when the suitcase nukes go off, the item here is to prevent it from frying the computer chips in your car, your house, and things like that. And if you use promo code PROPHECY, it gets you a $50 discount and helps your prophecy club. There's 17 prophecies saying a meteor, tsunami, earthquake is coming. 14 say a food shortage is coming, and that's part of what we're about to talk about here. I think it's safe to say we will see a food shortage before the end of January 2025. We're talking about food lines, and for that, I'd send you to josephkitchen.com. Why? Most of your emergency food places, $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen, you can do it for about $1,000 per person per year. I don't recommend you just get enough food for your family or your neighborhood. I recommend you get enough food to be a blessing because there's about to be a lot of Americans hurting and starving, and you want to be there having been prepared with food. Josephskitchen.com. By the way, they're still running the buy one, get one free on the red wheat. josephskitchen.com. Got 11 prophecies say the dollar's going to fall, and guess when? That's right. November, December, and January of 24 and 25. Seven, surprise Russian nuclear attack. I do not think that's coming this year or next year. And no gasoline. And that's probably also coming fourth quarter this year, first quarter of next year. Now, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing for me to show you reason enough for even a skeptical person to say, hey, guy's got a point here, okay? Now, let's get started. I'll start at the beginning. Former Russian National Security Advisor Alexander Lebed, in an interview with CBS Magazine, 60 Minutes, on 7 September 1997, claimed that the Russian military had lost track of more than 100 out of the total of the 250, quote, suitcase-sized nuclear bombs designed for sabotage. They are not under the control of the armed forces of Russia. The government of Russian Federation denies it, of course. Then 1998, we had Stanislav Leonov, the highest-ranking Russian military officer to ever defect from Russia, come to the Prophecy Club and made a 2.5-hour DVD called Russian Defector Warns America, and yes, you can watch that also at watchprophecyclub.com. In this video, he stated that the 50 lost in Russia suitcase nuclear bombs had been smuggled into the United States, and his job was finding places to hide them. He knew what he was talking about. May 5, 2003, Michael Boldea, grandson of Dmitry Dudeman, had a visitation from Dmitry. He was shown suitcase nukes going off in California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida, and New York. I saw the outline of states taking shape. I saw small lights begin to flicker on and off in some of the states. I recognized California, Illinois, and I read those. He said, "I don't understand. What does this mean? These are the places where those who were sent here long ago to bring fear and cause chaos have situated themselves. They lie in wait, planning and plotting destruction, or as coiled serpents looking forward to the hour when they will be loosed upon this nation. But if God's children pray, once more he will delay the season of sorrow that is yet to come." Notice, he didn't say he would stop it, but he'll delay it. And another one says that we can soften it. And I'll get to that towards, that's in the last 20 minutes, sorry to say. I asked Michael, and he said, yes, they appeared to be suitcase nuke explosions, not like the real big ones. October 15, 2004, in a dream summarized as the eagle and the serpents, Michael Boldea had another dream. He said he saw a snake attacking an eagle. Now, to get to the point, he saw three attacks. The first one was 9/11. The second one came from an unexpected place, is what he's saying. And he said the third one was much worse. And he said, finally, the snake opened its jaws, lunged, taking the whole of the eagle's head in its mouth, and that's the destruction, or the Russians attacking America. Meaning, the first one's already been, the second one, and that's what we're concerned with, he believed that they were suitcase nukes. And then third is when Russia attacks us. January 9, 2005, I asked the Lord before I went to sleep, and this is my only input into this, what's the next 9/11? Sure enough, he gave me a dream that night. He showed me a series of suitcase nuclear explosions all across America, organized by international bankers, you can call them Molochs, deep state, Khazarian mafia, whatever you want to call them, would be sophisticated bombs in several cities. One, here's the important part, hitting a regional bank, destroying the records, backups, and put billions of dollars into the international bank hands, but it would cause the finances of America to go into a tailspin. That fits with all of the other prophecies, by the way, too. Let's go on. 2005, former Congressman Kurt Weldon, Vice Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. So this is not just a dream or a vision, okay? This is, for the secular person, credibility. Uncovered a plot to set explosions in 10 cities. When he could not get the authorities to act, he published the information in a book called Countdown to Terror. I have it back behind me. He said he saw the 10 cities to be Valdez, Alaska, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Miami, and Houston. 2013, Doug Metzger made a Prophecy Club DVD entitled Will You Survive America's Fall? Also available at watchprophecyclub.com. He said he was shown a vision of suitcase nukes hitting, and I'll let you read the cities. Then we go to Francis Krueger, 2018. I was standing on a high mountain with some other people in the Ozark Mountains. I looked forward, northbound, and I could see all the way up to the border of Canada. I looked to my right, and I could clearly see down to New York. I looked lower to my right side, and I could see down to the land of Florida. To my left side, I could see California, the Pacific coastline. And then I saw at the 1 o'clock position a tall gray plume of smoke. That would be a suitcase nuke going off. Twirling from the ground up to the sky, suddenly a big modern city appeared in New York. Suddenly I heard millions and millions of screams of men, women, and children. Going counterclock, I saw another one, and he goes on to say Chicago. Then he goes on to say another one, San Francisco. Another one, Los Angeles and California. Now let's go on to the next one. I got lots of them. Chris Shepard, January 2020. I heard the words, "Come up here. I want to show you something you asked to see." Instantly, I'm standing on a cloud. I walk over to the edge, look down. Okay, Lord. I walk over. I look down. I'm seeing the 48 continental states, Canada, Mexico, are all covered by clouds. Lower than me, I say, "Whoa, this is cool, Lord. What am I to see?" Pay attention and watch. I saw a mushroom cloud from Seattle, then more to follow, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Dallas, Chicago, New York. I'm going to have a compilation of all of these cities in just a second, so I'll skip reading all the cities. There are no planes, no missiles, but what I knew that these were nukes. Then several small explosions in major cities went off all over. But small towns and country areas were not touched. I could feel that millions of souls died in their screams I won't soon forget. I never saw troops moving or heard any warning sirens. In other words, no warning. After this, I saw America begin to quake. It split open like the Grand Canyon, but bigger. It split from the Great Lakes all the way down the Ohio River to the Gulf of Mexico. What did we say, 12 or 14 people seeing the same thing? It was at this point I realized I was seeing what I was seeing, and I cried out for mercy. This must happen. It cannot be stopped, a voice responded. The next scene seemed to be some time past, but I'm not sure how long. Then I saw a massive tidal wave hit the east coast. I saw the bottom half of California break off and sink into the ocean. Quakes hit several places. Then I saw submarines pop up on both coasts. I knew there was no rapture in the dream, and everyone was caught unaware. Then clouds rushed in, blocked my view, and started to wake up, and I asked, when will this happen? Soon, is all I heard. So, if you think that you might be near one of these suitcase nukes, it would be a very smart idea for you to go to empshield.com, get you one of these, put it on your car, put it on your house, use promo code PROPHECY, because if no one else's car starts, but yours does, that's going to put you in a position to help a lot of people. And let me also remind you that if you are looking for gold, silver, some kind of precious stone, go to prophecyclubgold.com. If you would like to get, I don't have it in my handy here, the bar of silver or gold, prophecyclubbar.com. If you want to get some food, go to josephskitchen.com. And I see I misspelled that. Actually, replace the E for the P. And empshield.com, promo code prophecy. Now, continue. Dana Coverstone. August 24th, 2020, I saw a calendar. Now, this is important. Try to remember this because this can tie together several things at the end. It was turned to the month of November. Now, this was 2020, and we all suspected, oh, this is going to happen in 2020, but it didn't. 21, no. 22, no. 23, no. What about 24? Hang on. I think I'm going to be able to show you that it's highly likely 24 is the year. It was turned to the month of November and had shadows flickering all over it. I first saw a light in the sky, a very bright, large bright light, then darkness. What would that be? That would be a suitcase nuke because the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, comes off, fries all the computer chips, cell phones, cars, computers, refrigerators, all dead. Anything with a computer chip is overloaded and it fries the chip and it's not coming back to life. I began to make out through the dawn's haze and the fog that many Americans weren't in emergency shelters. There seemed to be this snow on the ground. It was like dirty gray, almost like ash. What is that? You call that fallout after a nuclear explosion. There were people huddled together and shivering. Why? Because that happens in November, December, and January. I'll show you. Individuals are lying on cots, suitcases all over the plate, desperate looks on the faces of almost everyone. There were encouragers in the crowd, that's us, all wearing crosses, and they stood out emotionally from everyone else because they had hope. And by the way, Bibles, and by the way, food and clean water, okay? They had smiles on their faces. They were checking on people and trying to show patience and kindness. But they were at times met with anger and told to go away. But the encouragers just kept doing what they were doing despite the manifested upset of several in the shelters. Some businesses were shuttered in the bigger cities. I saw gas stations that looked as if they just walked away from. Why? No electricity, nothing to pump the gas out of the ground. But if you have a car that is still running, you can siphon it out of those tanks. I saw headlines, shock and awe in the U.S., as well as one that read, UN steps in to help the host nation. There was a large amount of quiet over the country, almost as if it had not awakened fully from a bad dream. The nation was fitful and suspicious and leery of what was coming next, very hesitant. Then the white figure appeared and said, remain braced as this calm comes before a gathering storm that recovery will have a hard time finding, and repeated it. Remain braced as this calm comes before a gathering storm that recovery will have a hard time finding. Meaning, America's going to recover from this, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be quite a storm. Then, a month later, he has another one. I saw the calendar of December. I saw a finger underline slowly, like it was pushing slowly and forcefully under the line of the name December. And it flipped over to the January and then underlined it just as slow and was pushing. The vision started. The first vision I saw was long food lines. I hope you're listening. Joseph'sKitchen.com is the cheapest and the best emergency food I know of. Joseph'sKitchen.com. You want to get yourself a machine package, then some food, and they have videos, they have recipes up there to show you, because wheat is what fed the world for 7 years. It's, my opinion, God's emergency, God's famine food. The vision started. I saw people waiting for what seemed like hours, standing in line, not in cars. Why weren't there cars? Because the cars won't start. I saw this throughout the nation. I saw ships and ports on both East and West Coast sitting idle, nothing moving at sea. The headline read, Baltic Dry Index is dead. What's the Baltic Dry Index? Well, for, 100 years now, they track all of the ships by sea. They call it the Baltic Dry Index. So when the Baltic Dry Index is dead, it means no ships are moving. Now, what does that mean? Why would there not be any ships moving? Because the world is stunned. It is locked in place. No food is coming. No food is going. Nothing is happening because the whole earth is shut down by suitcase nukes in America. They said that nothing was moving in trade around the world. I noted that there were no Christmas lights. This was December, and there were no holiday displays. There were no sales mentioned, no Christmas lights, no Christmas displays, no Santa Claus, and no Easter, no Christmas-type things going on at all. It was a great sadness over the land. People seemed very dazed and even very confused. But there were Christians who stood out because they had faith. They had hope in Christ, and they got themselves some food and water, and they were ready to be a solution to people's problems. They looked like a burning charcoal. They were carrying torches wherever they went. A lot of people rejected their approach, but they kept the faith. They didn't back down from telling people about Jesus. They kept telling people that they desperately needed Jesus at that moment. They said, you need Jesus now. You need Jesus now. You need Jesus now. Don't wait. Don't wait till you have tomorrow. You need Jesus now. A lot of their message was rejected, but there was a lot of people that received it too. I saw what looked like shopping malls that had been converted into shelters or living quarters, like after the Hurricane Katrina and the people sheltered in football stadiums. The businesses in those shopping malls were all shuttered. I saw people on cots. I saw food outreach. I saw people who are misplaced. This is not like a homeless shelter. This was like something bad had happened and people were in shelters. Suitcase nukes. I continued to see shuttered properties. Now, by the way, I'm going to tell you why the suitcase nukes will probably hit fourth quarter or first quarter of next year. According to the prophecies, I'm not saying it. I saw people in homes wearing coats. Why? Because it's in the winter. With closed curtains, this has been a constant vision. People inside their homes looking at what's going on. When I look at the people looking at their curtains, I see more of this dark gray snow-like stuff on the road. Fallout. It wasn't pure white snow like after a first fresh snowfall. Then I saw headlines. Nationwide outages plagued the Southwest. Outages? What outages? Well, electricity, but that's not all. Food, shelter, water, okay? Nationwide outages plague the Southwest. Another headline. Americans don't know who to blame for the darkness. Why? Because there was no missiles bringing it in. It's just all of a sudden explosions. And by the way, the plan is that they all go off at the same moment, the same split second. Some of the darkness stretched into Canada. It stretched north into Canada, but was not everywhere. I saw America with lights flickering, electricity going off. It was like the whole country outlined in the United States of America, including Alaska and Hawaii. It was like a right before it goes out, it flickers and starts flashing. It looked like America was a light bulb about to go out. I saw vultures with food hanging out of their mouth. These vultures were heavy and fat with rotting food hanging out of their mouths, and I saw depression. as a creature with a face mask and a smile. But it was choking people, pushing them down to the ground. Why do the vultures have food hanging out? Well, I tell you what, okay? So electricity goes off, and we gorge ourselves because we know that the food is going bad in a refrigerator and a freezer. So that lasts 2 or 3 days, maybe a week at the best. But then it starts smelling and start rotting, and we got to throw it out. And that's the vultures with the food hanging out. See, it all fits. I saw the same. Now, this is important, and I've got to show you about 4 things that you got to remember because I'm going to tie them together at the end, and this is part of the pow, wow, okay? I saw the St. Louis Arch. I saw people standing under it wearing very expensive business suits, and here it is, first thing is expensive watches. At their feet were large briefcases that reminded me of nuclear briefcases. Suddenly, all the alarms were off at the same time. Same time, that's important. And they grabbed the briefcase, jumped into the black SUVs, the fourth thing is a black SUV, and drove off in all directions. I noticed each of them have a Wall Street Journal newspaper, so that's the 5th thing, got to remember, okay? Expensive watch, nuclear suitcases, alarms at the same time, black SUVs, and a newspaper, remember those, okay? And dark sunglasses. Then I saw more headlines about market crashes, about yields lost. One of the headlines declared sympathy for the swastika. I saw tired crowds, many had lost resolve to fight. Groups of Christians were going around spreading hope, saying, remember Jesus had to flee in the winter, and kept encouraging people with faith. I saw lights all over the country. These lights were their churches. These churches were keeping warmth and hope in their communities. See, you are a small church. You should have food and water enough to supply at least your neighborhood, and that ought to be for probably at least 4 months, I'll say, preferably 6 months. So, look, it's soul winning material. If you come out with food and with water, all of a sudden you're king. How'd you know all this? How'd you get prepared? You can start telling about Jesus. Then the white figure rose out of one of those lights and said, brace yourself. Brace yourself on the word and my promises. Do not rely on your own strength. Now let's go to Jason Meeks. This is 2021. In the dream, I was lifted up in the sky, and I saw the outline of the north half of the state of Texas and the southern portions of Oklahoma. I saw 3 small nuclear detonations. Since I've never been to Texas, I had to look it up on a map. 2 of the detonations were Dallas and Fort Worth. The other was Lubbock. After the explosions, I saw people walking. No cars on the road. Is that the third time we've heard no cars? Okay. I'm telling you, right here, EMP shield. I got one of my cars, got them on my house. 10 minutes, put it in there. They got videos, show you how to do it. No reason not to have them. Look, you're going to be the one with the cars that's driving people around, picking people up, taking food, taking people to the emergency room, water. Okay, your car's got to run. Your house needs to have electricity. Your refrigerators need to be working, okay? After the explosions, I saw people walking. No cars in the road. People were walking to cities of refuge for food, water, safety, and the basics of life for their families. Notice it didn't say they ran to the hills, they ran to the woods. They were in cities. Several of them. That's what they say. Cities of refuge. In the cities were saved Christians, mostly, or people who would at least listen to the gospel, even if they did not fully understand. All of the people were helping each other and sharing the resources. The yet to be saved were not eager to share, but did so primarily for the safety of their own families, so that they could stay within the city. When everyone entered the city, they were given a copy of the 10 Commandments and told to learn them, that they must be followed for them to stay there. If they did not follow them, they would have to leave. There was no army or men with machine guns patrolling, keeping watch. There was just a few sheriffs that were over manageable-sized groups. There were no courts or judges. The sheriffs kept order, having 1 pistol on their duty belt. The sheriffs were godly men and did not allow 2 sets of rules. All were treated equal and fair. Everyone knew the sheriff's word was final. Although the sheriffs were very godly men and very kind to people, that yet to be saved were nervous around them because they didn't want to be forced to leave the city. They did not speak to the sheriff unless spoken to. Now, let's tie in the internal revolution. Now, let me just say, I do not think that the internal revolution is this year, But there's some reasons why it could be, okay? Now, Dmitri was told the fall of America would start with an internal revolution in America. An internal revolution is not rioting in the streets, breaking windows, and looting. It is an armed insurrection, bullets flying against our government, taking over our government. That's an internal revolution. Started by the communists, some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries will attack. Russians will bombard America and it will burn. Then, Terry Bennett was told back in 2001, for a while we'll have a fractional government. The military will have to step in, seize control of our federal government. Now, Chris Reed says something very similar to that. Now let's jump to this guy. This is Jack Rigney. 2021. I saw an army, then his dream, I saw an armored battle of tanks, Humvees, and roof-mounted machine guns, and armored personnel carriers with cannons go to the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the White House. That is what you call an internal revolution. Army personnel disarmed all Secret Servicemen, guards, police, guarding all three of those buildings. Then the Army personnel went back in all three different buildings, took whatever they wanted. I saw military take temporary control of the nation to arrest the evildoers and the wrongdoers. And that's the way the Constitution would have it done. Under certain circumstances, the military can step in and take temporary control of the nation to put things back in order. And that is what I saw. I saw the governmental arena. We will go through a dramatic change in our government. Terry Bennett. There'll be a time of anarchy and chaos. For a while, we'll have a fractional government, which means basically our government come down to the state level because the military steps in, having to seize control of our federal government. Now let's go to Barry Wunsch, 2021. I woke up at 1:30 and I saw the front cover of a newspaper. Victory. Donald John Trump sweeps the nation. Now, today, that's not hard to believe, but in 2021, that was almost impossible to believe. It was time for the nation to celebrate like after a time of war. The celebration comes, I saw masses of people coming out onto the streets with American flags celebrating. There was still some work to be done. There was still some high tension in the air. I was taken to a fence line outside of the White House and saw a huge crowd gathering. The American people came out onto the streets to see what was going on. I saw people who had conspired and engineered evil, surrounded inside the White House with nowhere to run, nowhere to escape. It was the end for them. I saw military troops, by the way, this is what you call an internal revolution, okay? Military troops supporting for safety enter the White House, enter the buildings and escort out the evil ones like prisoners of war brought out in front of the front lawn of the White House lined up row upon row in handcuffs and shackles. Their day was over. The crowd cheered with great outbursts as each group was brought out and put on display. The people in the streets cheered as evil was being dealt with. The Patriots were singing anthems and songs of victory in the streets, giving thanks to God. Now, you remember that that Benjamin Fulford was told that we have ruled this planet for thousands of years, and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. Well, this is the Patriots taking back the nation from the evildoers. What do you think they do? They destroy it, and that's the suitcase next. All the corrupted ones were extracted and marched into the streets surrounded by army, marching them through the streets in humiliation. Okay, so this is the devil's crowd being humiliated, and he is not going to put up with it. He's not going to go quietly into the night. He's not going to give it up without a fight, and that fight is suitcase news. They were about to face the consequences of all the evil and corruption. They were brought out into a portal holding area like a mobile army base. That's important, because they're not going to be put into a civilian court system where you have the right to remain silent, right to an attorney, and all that sort of stuff. They're in military tribunals, and military tribunals do not mess around. Basically, they can try 60 to 100 people in a day, sometimes even 2,000 or 3,000 people in a day, and they don't mess around, and their judgment is pretty much final. Like a mobile army base unit for processing to face righteous judges, not civilian judges, military judges. They were going on trial, facing for the highest of consequences, and would get all that had coming to them for their crimes against humanity. I'm taken to the inauguration ceremony for DJT, surrounded by military. DJT is inaugurated as the President of the United States. There was no showboating. It was serious business. The job was finished in the time to heal and rebuild. I saw the public opposed to DJT instantly see the truth. Now, why? I understand that the plan is that they have an 8-hour video showing the wrong things that these people have been caught doing. And they're going to put that on a three-time loop per day. In other words, 8 hours for 3 times a day for 10 days straight on all of the radio and TV on the nation. So everybody can see what these dastardly people have been doing and why they've been rounded up and why they're getting justice. Now, I understand that's the plan. They can now see the evil that had been done by these corrupt ones, and the spirit of anarchy in them was broken. I saw big military cargo planes, often ramps, open ramps. Special teams from the United States loaded pallets of legal documents, probably things proving people are guilty, departing to other nations to go and do likewise to foreign dignitaries, awaiting their arrival in other nations. Plans were strategically set in place to arrest and bring foreign corrupt leaders to justice. The world will never be the same. I watched them deploy into nation after nation, and they rejoiced in the streets as justice was served and freedom. Truth and righteousness flowed like waters. Those who were left standing had a great reward. It was revival time, a time to heal, so great things are coming. Yes, and there's a great revival coming, but there's also suitcase nukes coming in. Look, it. You take away their financial system, and that's what they're doing. You take away their governmental power, and that's what they're doing. You humiliate them, put them in shackles, march them down the street, and humiliate them. What do you expect is going to happen? The answer is suitcase nukes. Again, we've been ruling this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. Now let's go to Anita Walker, 2021. The TV came on and made the sound of emergency broadcast system that used to make back in the 80s with emergency beeping sound. The voice on the TV said, "We have tragic news that the president," I should not say that name, but look at that closely. That has not happened, but she was told this in 2021, and I'm going to show you another person in just a minute that is sort of hinting at the same thing. Now, it is my understanding, one source says that Biden can transfer all of his campaign money to Kamala Harris. One source says that the Trump campaign has filed a lawsuit with the Federal Election Commission, saying that they cannot give Biden's money to Harris unless Biden dies. Now, what do you think is going to happen? Now, I want the best for Biden. I hope he lives a long life. And I'm not wanting anything bad to happen to him. I'm simply telling you what the prophecies are saying. The vision shifted to Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, plotting and discussing, now that Joe had passed on, that Kamala would be president and Pelosi would become vice president. And now that they could be put in place, all the bad things that they had been wanting to pass. It was silent, and the vision shifted back to the same voice saying, America will not go without a president. Due to the election of 2020, DJT is now your president, and the vision ended. See, I question whether I should even put that out. So, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this. Don't let me get in trouble over this. We don't have free speech in this nation anymore. All right, now let's go to Jason Meeks. Back in 2021, too, the dream starts. We stopped at an ATM machine, got some cash for the toll road. Before I drove off, I realized I didn't get enough cash, so I put the card back in. But now, the fee had jumped to $42 instead of $1 or $2. Now, what's the point is? This is the removing of the SWIFT system that was set up and after the Benton Woods. So they removed that SWIFT system, the Federal Reserve system, the bad guy system. They remove that and they bring in a new system. In other words, they're taking the financial system away from the bad guys and starting a new system. They don't like that. So what happens? Suitcase news. Let's go on. As we drove back home, we stopped by a major bank. The television screens were showing massive arrests. An alert went out on my cell phone that DJT was assuming control as the new president. I expected people would be rioting and looting, but they were happy, celebrating in the streets, almost like the VJ Day after World War II. In the dream, a man came out and started crying, saying how all of his evil bosses at the bank had been rounded up and arrested, telling me he was now in charge of the bank. He was a Christian and had been praying for this for years. Okay, so what's it saying? It's saying when there's a money change, when the bad guys are kicked out of their bad guy financial system, they'll put up with it. They get mad. They have a lot of strength. They have a lot of power. So they hit a suitcase nukes. As people took to the streets in the victory celebration, we joined in. We jumped on the back of the fire truck to catch a ride in the parade because the streets were so full, you could not walk. Everything was amazing. Then I heard a huge explosion. A suitcase nuke detonated within the city. Now, he goes on to say he ducked for cover. It didn't hurt him, but I'll skip and go on. Now let's go to his wife, 2022. I was in my childhood neighborhood. People were walking as normal. I saw an airport control tower in the distance, and a huge flash filled the sky. Everything in all directions went dark, no electricity anywhere. EMP. People started panic running. I said aloud, "Well, this must be the EMP blast, and it took out all electronics." So they ran for shelter, and that's what she says. And then she said to herself, "Well, this must be mass arrest." You can read the rest of it if you want to. Byron Searle comes on, says basically the same thing. While in prayer today, I had a vision where I was taken up above the United States, and I saw New York City, 8 bright flashes. He tells suitcase nukes, New York City, Chicago, Miami, Dallas, 2 more bright flashes. It's another person saying the same thing. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Seattle, Mystery Babylon. Suitcase nukes, new devices had been in this nation for many years, he was shown. Now, I told you I'd tell you the cities. These are the cities. I don't think I need to read through them because they're basically the same cities. From, 5 different people? But I would encourage you to pause and look and see if your city is on that list. And if your city is on the list, I would highly recommend empshield.com, promo code prophecy, because your car needs to start. Your computer needs to work. Your refrigerators need to work so that you can be a help to a lot of starving, scared, dying people. Now, let's jump to new 8 suitcase nukes. Now, I'm going to tie some things together with this. This is edited for brevity. In this dream, she says, it's dark outside, but there was a grand celebration with fireworks in the air. It's the 4th of July celebration. I heard a voice say, this is your country's last 4th of July celebration. When is this? This is 7/6/24. This is 2 days after the 4th of July. To celebrate one's independence, one must be free. This celebration is another trigger to bring war to your nation. The scene changed. I'm inside a room with several people with me, and I'm not myself, though. I appear to be seeing through the eyes of someone else. I noticed a large brown tabletop sitting in the middle of the room, and laying upon it are 8 identical black suitcases. What do you suppose they are? There are 10 people in the room. One is a white older man with a white gruffy beard and the laboratory coat. The other man is in a black suit with the dark black glasses. Remember I said, remember, dark black glasses, that's one of them, black suit. He reminded me of the secret of Secret Service men. She's not saying that these are Secret Service men. They're dressed like them. All 8 suitcases were identical. The older man says, they're 9 kilotons each. Now, why is that important? Because Hiroshima was 13 kilotons. Nagasaki was 21 kilotons. So these are approximately half the power of what we dropped on Japan. That's a lot of power. They're 9 kilotons each, as the masters instructed. Each nuclear warhead has been made so it will not be traced back to us. It's neither American nor Russian, but a combination of many as instructed. The detonation will cover approximately 3 to 4 miles. The following fire, heat, radiation, and EMP effects shall do the job nicely. This will be the one of the paralyzing strikes that shall crumble this nation like a cookie in a blender. The man in the black asked, and the detonator switches? Oh, yes, the white-haired man said, speaking of a smaller and flatter silver suitcase with a combination lock. It had a thumbprint scanner, and the Secret Service-type man in a black took the silver suitcase. He was wearing a very expensive-looking watch. Remember I said expensive-looking watch, okay? Is the code the same? It is, the older man replied. The Secret Service-type man punched in the code, pressed his thumb to the bioscanner, and it unlocked. Inside were 8 handheld remotes, like a small remote for a TV, like something like this, okay? The man counted all 8, then asked, were there any issues with removing the fail-safe switch so the detonators cannot be stopped? No, it was easily done. There's no way to stop these devices once the code is sent or the button activated unless the devices are found. Remember, you can only open the case 2 more times before your code is erased. The man in the lab coat replied, we know they won't be found. No matter how much Homeland Security is tightened, it won't help. When the threat comes from those in charge of the nation, what? From those in charge of the nation. Okay, so what is this saying? I don't think it's the Trump bunch. I think it's another bad bunch in charge of our nation, I shouldn't say. And they're attacking with other agencies in high places. They'll never suspect us. The white-haired man said, you better hurry if you plan to have them all hidden during the Independence Day celebrations. The man in black said, the maps, please. Oh, yes. The man in the white handed the Secret Service man a large envelope. Inside was a map. They're all there, all 8 locations, all 8 maps, including the one with 2 locations in the single state as you wanted. Each map has all the other locations in case another operative has to be replaced. Each knows to destroy the map should they become compromised. The target's location in yellow is the one that that operative is chosen to go to hide their briefcase. Ah, yes, I see, the man in black said. They picked up the black suitcases. I quickly grabbed the last suitcase and took my place in line. The Secret Service man-looking guy said, we're all set. Tell Phoenix to complete his orders upon my departure. He then returned to us and said briskly in a commanding voice, follow me. Another man with blonde hair had a gun with a silencer on it under his coat. I knew his orders were to take out the life of the white-haired suitcase maker. He knew too much and was a liability. I kept walking straight ahead as if I saw nothing. There were 9 black SUVs and 8 Secret Service-type men, all dressed as the first man, except their ties were solid black like the blonde-headed one named Phoenix. We had passed in the hallway with a gun. Right before I passed the man in charge, he began to separate the folded newspapers. Newspapers? Okay, we got expensive watches, we got newspapers. Holding the hidden maps inside. As he did, he dropped one of the newspapers. When it hit the ground, I saw the map. But I quickly looked away as if I'd not seen its contents. The man's glasses slid partly down, and his eyes were like the eyes of a snake or a lizard. I'll read that again. His eyes were like a snake or a lizard. I kept walking, as if I'd seen nothing. The Secret Service-type-looking man, Phoenix, gave a slight nod, signifying the white-haired man was dead. My heart sank as the dark-haired man with a creepy snake lizard eyes turned to us and said, you have your assignments. Be prompt at arriving at your assigned location so you can be activated at the proper time. One of the other men pulled out van keys, saying, get in. The man in charge was passing out the maps for the targets hidden inside the newspapers. Each man tucked a newspaper under their arms. Synchronize your devices, he commanded. All of the Secret Service-looking men, including the one named Phoenix, raised their arms, pushed back their jacket sleeves, exposing their expensive-looking identical watch devices. That's the same thing Coverstone saw. And they touched the devices, they made a beep sound. And what do you think happened? They all synchronized. All synchronized all to exactly the same time. Why do they do that? Because that way, wherever they are, they can all have their device go off at precisely the same moment. Okay? They touched the devices, they made a beep sound. The eight men in the newspaper under their arms picked up the black suitcase with a nuclear device and climbed into their separate black SUV. Nothing, black SUVs. As they drove off, I climbed into my van. I began to wake up screaming inside my head, Jesus Christ, I saw the map. Show me, bring. By the way, the map's not important. We already know the cities anyway. So she didn't tell us anything important in the cities. As a matter of fact, that maybe I could skip that next part. Let me go down to this part here. And this is saying, you were allowed to see marking locations. Now, here's the deal. She is shown some of the locations where the suitcases are. Some of the locations she has not shown. Now, let me show you where the locations are in hopes that we can at least pray against it. And maybe God will arrange for a good person to see this, to know what it's talking about, and to be able to go out. And I think it's designed for God wants us to pray to see that some of them are found and dismantled. I've been praying, I don't know, probably since at least 20 years that they will be found dismantled. And not be a problem. So anyway, it goes on to say, your enemies, your nation's enemies from within its walls, in its position of power, have used these pictures to describe the target's location. Those without pictures are those you are forbidden not to find, basically. There's one in Maryland that has a picture of a boat. Okay, so that means that someplace in Maryland, there's a boat that has a suitcase in it. Somebody wants to go out and find it and turn it in and get it dismantled, that'd be great. So Maryland, there's also a picture in Texas of two pictures, one of a plane, the other is some kind of a five-pointed solid blue star, wherever that is. Hopefully somebody knows that. California, near the bottom of the state, does not tell us the location. Gabriel replied, it means, daughter of the Most High God of these faith, these currently, at this moment in time, will be allowed to be detonated. In other words, if we don't tell you where they are, then those are allowed to be detonated. So this should tell you where a few of them are. And if you're watching, you can read this. And who knows, maybe some good person will arrange for somebody to go out and look and see if they can find those. You know, if we pray, the Holy Spirit will show us, okay? Maybe even show us where all of them are. All right, let's go on. Oh, no, I explained as tears filled my eyes. But Gabriel says there's two locations in New York, one in Virginia that doesn't have pictures either. I see there's a location in Idaho of a picture of a grain silo, and the other looks like corn fields, corn growing on stalks. But there's one in D.C. too. Skipping on down, how better portray one's innocence than placing a device in your own backyard? That would be, I guess, Washington, D.C. So I'm going to pause enough for you to pause and read all of this. It's good to read. But here's the thing. The next thing you do need to see is now is the time of its occurrence within your nation's walls. In other words, we're at the door. I don't think it would be safe to say we have 3 years. And if this is the last year we see July the 4th, then that means these things are supposed to happen before July the 4th, 2025. At least that would be the interpretation. I'm not saying all of this happens, okay? The countdown trigger has been activated by the celebration of your nation of Babylon's last 4th of July. I'll let you read that. That's more of the same. You can read that. And there's more of the same on that. I don't think I need to comment on that. All right. Now, this is the part that I have to put out there unfiltered. The rest of that is already walking a very thin line, but this I can't put out. So you got to go to watchprophecyclub.com to watch the next bit.